Check, 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 check. The rules for the beer mile are simple enough. Drink a beer, run a quarter mile, drink another beer, run another lap. You repeat that two more times without throwing up, and you have officially completed a beer mile. The beer mile rules were codified in Canada in the early 90s, but lately it's had a bit of a renaissance thanks in part to the World Championships. That is the sound from the start of last year's races. Originally conceived by Flow Sports to get more people to stream track and field on its website, it's now gotten a lot more people talking about the actual beer mile.
Next guest is the world champion in a sport that combines drinking and running, or as I call it, a typical Tuesday night. From Ontario, Canada, please welcome...
That's from the Ellen Show. And now this sport is moving up to a whole new level of legitimacy. Sponsored professional athletes. Lewis Kent is the winner of last year's championship and the former world record holder. He is in his second year under contract with Brooks Running. And the current world record holder, Corey Belmore, just signed a deal earlier this month with Adidas. Brooks is no stranger to sponsoring elite runners like past Olympians Nick Simmons and Desiree Linden. Its senior sports marketing manager, Jesse Williams, says it's exciting to see what may come of the beer mile and the partnership with Kent.
To see what it's become in the last couple of years and to see the star Lewis has become kind of within that event, it's been really fun. It's just new. It's getting new people to pay attention to running.
This year, Brooks made a custom version of its Hyperion shoe for Kent to use, complete with illustrated beer suds on its insoles. They are red for the Ontario natives, Canada.
I found out last week that they'd be getting in just in time for the race, and it's a really cool feeling to know a company's behind you like that to be able to make your own custom shoe for you.
And by just in time, he means it. They were shipped directly to his hotel here in Austin. Kent made his big splash in the beer mile last year when he unseated 2014 champ Corey Gallagher. This past summer, Corey Belmore, a collegiate runner in Windsor, Ontario, seemed to follow Kent's road to success. He shattered the world record at an event in London with a time of 4 minutes and 37 seconds, beating Kent's world record time by 13 seconds. 4 minutes and 37 seconds. Belmore's deal as a developmental athlete with Adidas was announced at the beginning of the month. He says it's due a little more to his success in more traditional track events.
So it's more of like they saw like progress in my results, and obviously they took a chance and based it more off track and field than the beer mile. But obviously the beer mile exposure helped them formulate some sort of deal with me.
As for how this goes in the future, no one, even those closest to the sport, are not sure.
If there's somebody that's going to, give a leg up to a beer miler and try to get more people interested in our sport, I'm glad that we were the company that jumped on that, because it's just something that's fun.
Some official numbers from beermile.com. 10 years ago, there were 5,000 official runners' entries in various beer mile events around the world. Last year, there were nearly three times that figure. The number of participants has doubled since Flow Sports streamed its first championships 2 years ago. The company has also grown with the sport, starting with a base of streaming track, swimming, and wrestling events. The Austin-based company now streams 21 different niche channels dedicated to what they call communities, ranging from rodeo events to video games to marching band. Ryan Fenton is the general manager of Flow Sports subchannel Flow Track.
Companies are putting energy in to outfitting these athletes and working with them because they are seeing how much exposure they're getting through this event. And so that, that speaks volume in terms of not only us knowing the reach, but now people that are in the sport of running understanding the reach.
And now with even more elite athletes taking up the beer mile, we may see even more sponsors, maybe even beer companies. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.